This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Third and 18, three receivers. Russell Gage, the third receiver. There's Pearsall for the first down.
What a dime from Brock Purdy on an absolute rope to Ricky Pearsall with the pocket closing around him from the outside. Just perfect timing, sets his feet.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
That's on KPIX. Guy and Tim, Purdy to Pearsall. Little ring to it, don't you think?
Really nice ring to it. When they go 7 yards, 14 yards, and on that one, third and 18. You got 21-21. And it's kept those chains moving. Would have liked to see him get into the end zone, but,
of course,
you know, maybe next time. Last year they were 14th in the red zone. The year before, number one. So there's that. I mean, they weren't terrible last year, but you got to be better than that, especially if your kicker is not making all the kicks.
Just remember, best 6-11 team of all time.
That's right.
Not my words. Not my metric. But that was
Aaron Schatz.
That's right. Schatz. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. John Feliciano, with the team as an offensive lineman the last 2 years, joins us at 3:15, and he will be on video. He will be on YouTube. So get over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/957thegame. Watch the show. Look and see how handsome Dibs is. Feliciano joins us in about 12 minutes. And also this hour, we give you today's code word. See if you can win your fantasy draft at Splash next Tuesday night. Maybe I'm making something up here. I feel like people are very, very hesitant with regard to the idea of Ricky Pearsall being the dude. And I get it. He's only played a handful of football games in the NFL, and he had a very, very bumpy start to his career. The guy got shot, for crying out loud. But I don't know. What do you usually think of a round one wide receiver in year two? I'm like, dude, go time. Go time, especially when your other round one highly paid wide receiver is probably going to miss half of the season. Like, this is completely Ricky's year. So there's some sort of just standby opinion that I keep hearing, which is that because of what last year looked like, Juwan Jennings is your number one. And someone called earlier and was like, you guys are coming down Juwan's road. Not even a little bit. I love the player. I love Juwan Jennings, everything he stands for. I think he's fantastic and a very key member of this offense. But he's not your one. He's not your one. He's not supposed to be. Your round one is supposed to be your one.
In a normal offense, yes. But I don't want to get into positions and who's number what and who's number wherever, but I think that Kittle is still, when you need third and five, it's going to be Kittle.
I'm talking wide receivers.
I'm talking wide receivers. So for me, this conversation when it comes to the Shanahan offense is a little bit misplaced, just because you're one. For example, I'm looking at his draft class, and Malik Nabers for the Giants, he's their one.
Right.
He had 109 catches, and that's what they did in their offense, and their offense wasn't very good. Their team wasn't very good, and you go all the way through the draft, and all those guys who were taken ahead of him, they are the one on that team because the team doesn't have a lot of other options. So is it Pearsall? Is it Jennings? My answer is yes. And I think about 2 years ago, the target distribution among McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, and it was damn near dead even. And I do think that when it comes to the Shanahan offense, that's what he wants. So is Ricky Pearsall going to lead the receiving core in catches and yards? You already said 1,000 yards, and you know, I think you're probably going to be right. If he's healthy, that is 60 yards a game. He can get 60 yards a game. He's going to get a lot of chances. But I also believe that Shanahan's going to want to have a lot of Jennings, a lot of Ayuk when he's healthy,
sure,
a ton of Kittle, McCaffrey out of the backfield, and all the rest of it.
No, no doubt about that. It'll get spread out. I'm not saying that he's going for 1,500 yards, but I love that you brought up Nabers. You want me to read? Like, again, just go through this exercise so that you can get a feel for who we're talking about here, okay? These are the wide receivers last year that went ahead of Ricky in the draft, okay? Just wide receivers. The first one off of the board was the fourth pick in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. Then you mentioned Nabers. He was the sixth pick. Roma Dunze in Chicago went ninth. And then there was a run away from the wide receiver position until the 23rd pick, Brian Thomas Jr., who is an absolute stud in Jacksonville. After that, you get Xavier Worthy in Kansas City and Ricky. That's his first-round class. Yes, there was another first-rounder with the last pick in the first by Carolina, and that was Xavier Leggett. And he had an interesting rookie year. He did some nice things. These are the guys we're talking about here. This is not just some dude. And I don't care that some draft nick was like, oh, yeah, he probably should have been a second rounder. Probably maybe about 10 picks later
right.
is probably what. I'm like, shut up. Whatever. This is a very uber talented wide receiver who also appears to have chemistry with his quarterback and seems to be a nice fit in the offense. We know the story. He got shot. There's been a couple of hamstring things in the offseason. But once he played football last year, he played and stayed. And once he got back off the PUP list in this camp, he has played and stayed. So fingers crossed. But I don't know. Like I feel like this guy was picked to be this guy, not to be Jawan Jennings' other guy when he's not open.
Right, and that's why Brandon Ayuk was picked when he was a rookie. And he has, I think, the second highest rookie receiving yardage total in franchise history. Jerry Rice, don't know if you've heard of him.
Heard of him.
No rookie for the Niners has ever had a 1,000-yard receiving season. Even Jerry was just short of 1,000. But you took Brandon for that same reason. You took him so he could come in and be a real weapon, a real threat in that rookie year, and he was. And I think Ricky would have had a much bigger year if it wasn't for the fact that he got shot, and you know he had to fight his way back from that. And you know, still 31 catches and 3 touchdowns, and most of that came in like 4 games at the tail end of the year, where he had, you know, the last 3 or 4 games he was great. So I do think that people are, the one concern is him staying healthy, because 2 camps in a row he's had those little nagging injuries. I think that's where the majority of the doubt lies.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's fair. But then again, I'd like to find the name of the 49er player that when you encompass an entire season and 2 camps around it, who didn't get hurt? Who didn't? I mean, like, I don't know, man. For me, it's always, I want to see a guy consistently play a week in and week out stretch in the NFL and show that you can make your way through that. And he did that. I understand that he wasn't being very relied upon. He wasn't at a full complement of snaps. So maybe that helped. But once Ricky got going in the NFL season last year, after coming back from being shot, which still, I still can't say that without you going, good Lord.
Right.
Right. But he played. He played. He stayed. He did not. Like the rigors of the hits that you take through those games, his body was able to handle it. I find that to be a very, very good sign.
Absolutely. And you look around the other parts of that that draft, including just after him, Ladd McConkey.
Yep.
82 catches and seven touchdowns.
Keon Coleman was the first pick of the second round, and he's expected to be Buffalo's one this year.
He only had 29 catches last year and in 13 games because they had other options, other weapons. But, you know, you had a lot of guys who, as you were mentioning, you get drafted, you're the one, you have a big year. The only caveat to me is a lot of those teams are the bad teams. You mentioned Xavier Leggett, and Carolina's not very good. And Malik Nabers and the Giants, they're not very good. So a lot of the rookies that did go out there and pop and have big years as receivers, you know, Brian Thomas, Jacksonville, weren't very good. Yeah. So Ricky's going to suffer a little bit from, I think the Niners are going to be better than those teams, and the Niners have other weapons, and they also don't throw it as much as other teams.
Yeah. Yeah, they run the ball more. Although Xavier Worthy... again, you know, maybe this mimics it a little bit. He goes to a really, really good team, and he did not sparkle with numbers, and I think this is kind of what you're getting at. They have a tight end that they throw to a lot. They have some other receivers. They do this, that, the other. Xavier feels a little bit more like a, I don't want to call him a gadget player, but he's a certain type of receiver. But they.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They welcomed him right in, and they used him to their advantage very quickly, and he popped and showed, and I'm more bringing up those names so that everybody listening to us, at least in my opinion, you can get a sense of the talent level that we're talking about. That's the other thing about Ricky. You look at him, and you're just like, he doesn't look like Malik Nabers. He's not that kind of a physical presence. So maybe you look at him and you're just like, oh, yeah, you know, a nice slot receiver there, make a play here or there. Those are the names that Ricky was drafted with. And I think that they are all, from a raw talent perspective, you're talking about a wonderful group that came out of the first 40 picks of the draft last year.
Yeah, and I do think that's part of the hesitation is he doesn't have the Xavier Worthy speed, and he doesn't have Brian Thomas's 6'2", yep. 215 frame. Ricky he's not big. He's not the fastest. He's just really precise at his route running, and he's a professional-grade receiver. But when you look at Xavier Worthy, it's like, oh my goodness, he's so fast. And Ricky Pearsall's just solid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.